你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少。Here we go. We should bear in mind that Master English is never an overnight job. It takes patience and repetition. In other words, you should learn a few words every day. The fewer, the better. Before we memorize a new word, we should consult the dictionary and find out what it means.Also, we should jot down this particular word along with its phonetic symbols. Then we should keep reading the article until we are familiar with its content. Then we should try paraphrasing this article again and again, using the words we have learned, much to your surprise, before you know it, you'll be able to speak beautiful English. Okay, great, let's take a look. 我们看所有听力跟口语的秘诀。第一句话， we should bear in mindBear in mind, 这是一个固定的表达，接着是记住，记在脑海当中，就相当于我们讲的 keep in mind。 那么 bear in mind 一般后面 that 引导的是一个名词性的从句，宾语从句。那么通常啊，我们可以 bear something in mind， bear something in mind， 但是这个 that 引导的这个从句太长了，所以把它滞后会更加的顺畅一点。你不能说 bear master English is never overnight job in mind， 就过长，显得不流畅。我们来看一下这句话， We should 不被强调， We 长元音说成短元音， Should 弱化成这个发音变成 We should， 降调来读 We should bear in， 有一个连音二跟 in 连在一起， We should bear in mind that master English 掌握英文 is never an overnight job， overnight job 一夜之间的， overnight 一夜之间的一个 job 就是一件事情，或者我们说 an overnight experience 也一样的。这句话来听一遍， We should bear in mind that master English is never an overnight job. It takes patience and repetition. 这个要能听懂， patience 有耐心，以及要进行 repetition 重复，这两个单词要能立刻秒翻译出来在头脑当中，就相当于 it needs patience and repetition. Let's keep moving. In other words, 换句话来说，换言之， in 跟 other 有连音， in other words,We should learn a few words every day. The fewer, the better. 每天我们要学几个词，越少越好。We should 用降调读， learn 跟有连音。We should learn a few words every day. The fewer, the better. Before we memorize the new words, we should consult the dictionary and find out what it means. 那么在我们记忆新词汇的时候， memorize 指的是记忆。那么也就相当于我们要扩大词汇量的时候，比如说我们要扩大一般用 enlarge your vocabulary， 这是一个非那么不可数的一个名词。那么 before we 降调读非实义词汇用降调， before we memorize a new word， 当我们在记一个新的词汇， we should consult the dictionary， 我们讲查字典用这个单词叫 consult， 你绝对不能用 look up 一般是查字典里面的词，你说 look it up， look the words upIn the dictionary， 但是那样用查字典，你可以用 consult 或者 refer to 都是可以的啊。所以要记住，查字典里面的词叫 look it up in the dictionary， 查字典叫 consult the dictionary。来看一下 ，we should 用降调读 ，we should consult the dictionary and find out what it means， 找寻它的意思。Also， we should jot down this particular word。首先能听懂这个 jot down， 有很多人听不明白 ，jot down 就是 quickly write down。很快的把它记录下来 jot down， we should 用降调读， we should jot down this particular word， 这个特别的这个词 particular 要能立刻秒在头脑当中立刻能够切换过来， particular word along with its phonetic symbols， 这个叫音标 phonetic symbols， 那你要能明白 phonetic symbols along with 与什么一起，也就是说你要与这个一起，这个音标一起，要把它快速的，那么这个单词音标和一起快速的记录下来。来看一下这句话变成 We should jot down this particular word along with its phonetic symbols. Then we should keep reading the article until we are familiar with its content. 这边最难的点就是 be familiar with。 那么英式发音叫 familiar， 美式发音有可能说成 familiar， 那个 L 提前发，但一部分美国人说 familiar 都对， familiar 你要能听懂，Be familiar with 对什么很熟悉， content 指的是它的内容，直到你对它的内容比较熟悉了。红色字体用降调再来一遍， Then we should keep reading the article until we are familiar with this content. We are 在口语化当中有一个弱化现象，直接可以弱成 W 这个儿化音叫做 word， 要能听懂 word familiar with this content， then we should try paraphrasing this article again and again。 这边最难的就这个单词叫 paraphrase， paraphrase 指的是重述，那么重述这样的一个文章一次次的，就是用自己的话把这篇文章重新自己的语言才进行重述，因为它后面的半句说明了一切， using the words we have learned， 用我们学过的一个词汇然后呢进行重述一遍。 OK， 记住红色字体用降调， Then we should try paraphrasing this article again and again using the words we have learned. Much to your surprise, much to your surprise， 有时候很多人听得不是特别明白， to 加个 once surprise 指的是让某人，一般后面加一些情绪让某人比较的惊喜，有让你感到很惊喜的事，比如说 to your disappointment. OK， 那么让你感到比较的失望的是 to your disappointment， alright， 后面一般会加一个形容词，来看一下 much to your surprise， 这个 to 说成 to， your 说成 your， 变成 must to your， much to your surprise， before you know it， before you know it 不是翻译成在你知道之前，而是在不知不觉当中，这个翻译会更加的优美一点，在你知道之前就是不知不觉当中， You'll be able to speak beautiful English， 你已经可以说非常漂亮的英文，记住 You will 可以说成 也 加个儿化音变成 you。 这一段我们重新来听一遍， Here we go。 We should bear in mind that master English is never an overnight job. It takes patience and repetition. In other words, we should learn a few words every day. The fewer, the betterBefore we memorize a new word, we should consult the dictionary and find out what it means. Also, we should jot down this particular word along with its phonetic symbols. Then we should keep reading the article until we are familiar with its content. Then we should try paraphrasing this article again and again, using the words we have learned. Much to your surprise, before you know it, you'll be able to speak beautiful English.Alright， 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当选个 Monster 学到更多，在线免费食堂直播课程完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括有发音、连读音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利。看电影不用看字幕，想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻关注 Monster 的微信公众号，微信公众号叫做学斗英语，学习的学，斗智的斗，学斗英语。当你关注之后会自动的推送一个 QQ 群给你，你一加，那么一关注立刻有个 QQ 群，你加入就可以，那么跟 Monster 一起在群里面学习免费的食堂直播课程，同时在群里面每一天都老师给你免费一对一的纠音。 I'll see you next time.